But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, we still saw there this morning some delays for some school districts. Yesterday we had total cancellations. I told you in Columbus, Ohio State was completely postponed yesterday. There's no school at Ohio State yesterday. So weather will intervene from time to time. Yeah. And then what do people say? What do people say
they
anytime
complain about
school's closed?
They complain about school being closed. And we always talk about back in our day, we went to school. This is ridiculous. There's a dusting of snow and you guys call it off of school.
Mm-hmm.
And Owen had this observation. And he was right, and I would like to say it for him that he was right, where, guys, the kids aren't calling off school. They're not making the decision to call off school. It's our generation that walked uphill both ways in a foot of snow that are calling them off of school now. Because it's our generation, now this is my thought to it, because it's our generation threatening to sue the school boards for sending our kids to school in an inch of snow. Plus, it's easier than ever to call off of school now because you have all the iPads and everything like that. You can do a lot of stuff from home. Yes, Owen?
Well, it's not just, you know, the snow is one thing, and the snow inhibits the traffic. That's really what, you know, between the safety of buses that have to transport children and the kids that have to sit outside and wait for those things, right? But the summertime, we always see at the beginning of the school year, it's too hot. This building doesn't have AC. We're shutting down the school because of...
Well,
it's too hot.
Get ready to pass
the
levy.
It's not like the kids are all getting together and going, hey, guys, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
We're not going in today.
Well, I take it a step further.
We're forming a union.
Soft-ass parents. Yeah.
Yes, it's the same thing I said about participation trophies. Six-year-olds are not going to the trophy store and getting their own participation trophy. Our generation is getting them the participation trophies. And by the way, when I was a kid... My parents' generation gave out participation trophies. This is a multi-generational thing. So if you want to stop it, stop the parents, which I really don't believe a trinket or something. I believe there should be a big-ass trophy for the champion.
Can I tell you?
But a little trinket or a medal like that for playing baseball, it's such a big deal.
What do they generally award awards for? Like if you're going in places, right? Like what do you think is the most places that you should award for?
Runner-up. Runner-up, like, gets a patch, like, in hot stove.
Well, in the Olympics, you get gold, silver, bronze,
right?
For second, third.
Okay.
I have a child that if he gets a fourth at a tournament, he don't go over to the table and get his medal.
It just stays there.
Yeah.
I kind of like
proud
that.
Of him.
I like that. That's hard
of him. Now, I've kind
good
of
on your son,
put
man.
That in. I've kind of instilled that into him. That's like a thing that we...
We don't settle for four.
That's awesome.
Well, and it's...
That's awesome.
It's also sometimes you got to wait around 45 minutes to go get your fourth place.
And that's just humiliating. You got to see all the kids that beat your kid.
We could go get ice cream in that time.
Yeah, man. Bob Evans, I'm only going to want to eat it for so long. Like, I would skip the 45 minutes to go eat Bob Evans.
For those that do say we're jumping the gun on the cancellations, I did see the story. I mean, 13 plow trucks were in accidents. If the plow trucks are getting in accidents, do you want your school buses out there with your kids going to school?
Well, it's those soft-ass kids driving those plow trucks.
So I had a situation. Yeah. I want to bring this up to you. I had a situation now. This goes right along with it. I was headed to Berea, right? Now, I went to get on the highway, and there was a plow truck in front of me. It is 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. There is nobody around. He is still in the far right lane on the on-ramp, and I fanned out, went to the far, because there's construction a couple miles up. We're all going to get together anyway, but I wanted to get away from his plow and away from... He pulls on the cord, honking at me. I don't give the finger in traffic anymore. That ain't going to happen. I've seen too many road rage stories, and that ain't going to happen with anybody driving from ODOT. I want to be respectful. Am I not allowed? When's the bright time I'm allowed to pass him? He's a slower moving bull, but there was no snow out. He was driving, but I'm going, there's nobody coming. It's 7:30 in the morning of a Sunday. I've checked and checked and checked. There's nobody back there. I fanned out to give him a wide berth because I didn't want to get around the truck. He's hammering on the horn. Am I the a-hole here?
I do far worse, especially when I know nobody's in danger.
I shook the fist out the window.
Fist of fury. It's a patented move. I take a lot more liberties, especially during certain hours. Might run a red light here and there in certain hours
that.
In the morning.
Don't.
I see the officers do it. I see all sorts of vehicles do it. Take appraisal of who's out on the roads.
I would never admit to doing it myself.
Well, is there somebody from... Is there
right
like
on red, left on red.
Is there
who's
someone driving
say?
A plow truck right now or something like that?
There
at least,
is.
I don't know. Call in Mitch, 216-474-0092. I mean, what is... I don't want to upset the driver out there. What is protocol? Because it was a Sunday morning. It was early. I felt I was doing the right thing, giving him a very wide amount of space. And I go, what was that? Just because I'm in a truck and I passed? Is that why? You just didn't feel like it was the right time for me to pass you? I was trying to be safe. I'm not one of these goofballs go weaving all over the road or anything like that. Like, I wanted... Owen, am I wrong here? I didn't think I was.
Well, was it a solid white line or was it
no.
a checkered line?
It was checkered.
All right.
It was the normal one. And again,
line,
2 miles, they've been working on the overpass for about a year now.
Yeah.
2 miles up the road, you're going to get into, instead of three lanes, it's turning
about,
into two. Yeah, I really don't want to say it out loud. It's going to turn into two. You can see that there's going to be an arrow. I don't want to be around the plow. The truck is fine. I don't want to be around the plow.
Coming back from the far west, everybody's behind the plow. The plow's cutting through for everybody, dropping salt and everything, and I just didn't want to be part of that gaggle.
Yeah.
So I went past him. I went in the snowier lane to get past him.
I proceed with caution.
Personal choice. I think you're okay for your personal choice.
So was he just in a bad mood that Sunday morning?
You probably caught a guy who didn't want to be there on Sunday morning.
God, that's the life. If I ever get to retire, Streetsboro, Ohio, I'm driving plows. I'm not going to do anything in the summer, but I'll drive a plow truck for you. Hell yeah.
A plow truck in the summer, that's the best.
Well, I don't
have to work.
You think I want to go out there and sweat my ass off in the summer? No. But if you want 10 below and it's snowing like crazy outside, middle of the night, hell yeah.
As long as they don't hire you to take down your lights.
Thermos of coffee. You're
not getting that done.
Hopefully I don't put the plow into any of the hydrants like I put the bumper. Anyway, John Greco is going to join us next. We got to get to this Nick Chubb thing a little bit later on here. Because I was a little bit, Tone, I was a little bit surprised about, in earnest, I was a little bit surprised at the reaction because he had spoke about Nick Chubb. He did not seem, did you pick up the vibe that Andrew Berry was very positive about Nick Chubb's future with the Browns?
You know what? I didn't know what to take away of that.
Some people said he sounded a hell of a lot different than he did last
year.
Yeah. Here's Andrew Berry about Nick Chubb's future.
We love Nick. He's going to be a Ring of Honor player for us, and we know that. In terms of the short term, that's something that, quite honestly, we just have to work through over the next several weeks.
It just didn't seem to be. And so I thought I was making a compromise because I'm going, I still like Nick, like anybody else would. I still think there's some tread left on the tire. No, he's not 24 anymore. But can he be a – guys, they used him in the red zone last year. He can't be a short yardage back for us. And half the people are going, Kenny, you're holding on to a memory. And then the other half, it was some terrible mean-spirited thing to even suggest that he would be a short yardage back. I go, why can't he be our Kareem Hunt? I made the mistake of thinking he didn't have any more tread left on the tire. Damn it, you guys who called in about Kareem Hunt were right. I was wrong, 100%.
I took away from that I just assumed he would sign like a veteran contract.
Yeah.
Maybe they put some really, really player-friendly incentives that if he could reach them, we'd all be celebrating because it'd be like, awesome, we're getting Nick Chubb back. Because based on his season, and I mean, you could say the offensive line, this and that. I mean, Jerome Ford still averaged 5.4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
I know it was feast or famine, but he still showed explosive.
Well, I imagine the offensive line play is going to be better next year.
That is
something I should be able to envision.
But Nick Chubb ran behind the same offensive line, 3.3. I mean, not even remotely.
But he was
Nick
coming
Chubb.
Back off an injury. Now, I know the
which
foot injury.
Which he's going to have to do again.
The foot injury isn't as severe as the other injury.
No.
So I imagine he will be strong again. Guys, if I bring him in on second and one and he rushes for a first down and then takes off for another 30 yards, that's just an added bonus. I'm fine with that. But I want to
felt like he had a lot of negative rushes this year.
Well, he had more than what he's had before. But again, he's coming back off an injury. I thought he was starting to get better as the weeks went on. And then the foot injury happened. And then the season was out of reach anyway. But I just thought I was making a nice compromise to keep a guy who is a heart and soul type of player. That is, as Andrew said, a Ring of Honor guy that fans love. And it's not charity here. If he wasn't any good at football anymore, I'd encourage him to retire. I think that he can provide a hell of a service for this football team. He's a bigger body back that does have some speed. And if he gains that speed back, thank God. And that'd be great. But I still think he has a valuable role in this football team.